Red Letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
Duplass Brothers Productions. In a medical exam room.
So we took a look at your CT scans, and we do see a large mass in your stomach, as well as several lesions on your liver. At this point, I recommend that you see a specialist, and I can help you with a recommendation and get you a list of people, and then go from there.
The patient listens calmly as his friend frowns sadly.
What kind of specialist?
An oncologist.
He nods blankly.
That's the cancer one?
Yes.
So you think it's bad?
We don't really know, which is why I think it's important for you to see a specialist. You'll do a biopsy, more tests, and...
What do you think, though? What do you think about it? I mean, you've seen it and all. What do you think? Do you know how bad it is?
I mean, at this point, I don't really know.
But you can tell us something, right? Can you tell us something? Don't you have to say?
It's okay. It's
I don't
okay.
think
she doesn't.
I mean,
she doesn't.
I think she's... How about... All right, listen. How about this? How about I'm going to make a statement, and if it's a true statement, then you don't have to correct me. And you don't have to say anything to me. Okay? So, is what Michael has incurable?
Yeah, that's a question. You gotta... It has to be a
statement. All right, it has to be a statement.
And then
all right, so my statement is, what Michael has is incurable.
That's it.
She frowns, hesitantly opening her mouth.
You understand again? Because you're not saying anything now. I don't know if that's... I don't know if you... If that's because you understand what we... Did you see all the president's men?
Remind me of your relationship. How do you know each other?
We're neighbors.
Yeah.
Okay.
I live on top of him.
The screen goes black as credits appear. Netflix presents, in association with Duplass Brothers Productions. Now, at an abandoned drive-in theater, the same two men hold squash rackets, dragging a rusty garbage drum onto the lot.
There's still shit in the bottom of this.
Yeah, there is.
It's gross. I'm not reaching in there.
I know you. I'll get it.
And the ball's gonna be gross.
Okay. Did you serve yesterday?
Yeah. Yes, sir. All right, hold on.
He hands him the ball, checking his watch.
Hold on. Go!
As the credits continue, they play squash in their baggy cargo shorts and sneakers, shown in slow motion as they take turns hitting the ball off the faded, weather-worn Valley Drive-In wall, trying to bounce it into the empty drum. Mark Duplass, Ray Romano. Casting by Aimé René, CSA. Cinematography by Nathan M. Miller. Edited by Chris Donlan. Production designer, Angel Herrera. Costume designer, April Dunlap. Sound designer, Juan Campos. Original music by Julian Wass. Produced by Mel Eslin, Alana Carithers, and Sean Bradley. Executive producers, Mark Duplass and Jay Duplass. Executive producer, Ray Romano. Written by Mark Duplass and Alex Lehman. Directed by Alex Lehman. As the sick friend hits the ball high off the wall, they both gather around the drum, watching intently as it bounces over the pavement and straight into the drum. Then raise their arms, dancing in celebration. Title, Paddleton.
So, cancer thing. What happened with the specialist guy?
You special.
They now stroll off from the drive-in.
All right, come on, Mike.
The sick friend steals the other's ski hat, running off with it.
Don't drop it!
Now at night in his apartment, the sick friend lies awake in bed, staring blankly at the ceiling. In the morning, his friend awakes in his apartment, staring off thoughtfully as he lies atop the bed sheets in sweatpants and a t-shirt. Later, the two friends make pizzas together in one of the apartments, wearing the same baggy shorts, shirts, and sneakers that they wore while playing squash.
I tell you what happened at lunch today.
Oh, what's up?
I was at the diner next to my office.
Yeah.
I had that booth by the window, and this guy floats by the window. Guy just floats by the window.
The sick friend frowns skeptically.
I mean, he floats. I mean, I just see, you know, I can't see his bottom.
Yeah.
He's not, his bottom ain't moving. You can tell he ain't moving. You know, he floated by the window.
He's probably on a hoverboard.
Skateboard?
No, you know, those things those kids do. They put in their feet and
yeah,
they...
I know he's on a hoverboard, but it just started me thinking. You saw a guy hover. Imagine that would screw up your whole life.
So he hovered, so what?
If you saw a guy hover, so what?
Yeah, so a guy hovers.
So life's normal for you then, right after that?
I don't have a problem with it.
So all rules of reality, thousands of years of science, everything, now means nothing. It means nothing.
I'd be like, cool.
You wouldn't be cool. You wouldn't be cool if a guy...
Of course I would.
No, you wouldn't. There was no rules. You go to put your sneakers on and they're pumpkins. You blow your nose, a nickel comes out. You look in the mirror, your face is a pegboard.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah. I know you bullshit. Give me my thing. Okay.
My hands are airplanes, so just don't look.
Yeah. Well, get on one of them and fly to fucking where guys don't hover, because that's where I live.
Later, they eat on the couch, watching TV.
What are you doing? That's the death punch.
A dubbed kung fu movie.
Master. No!
On the TV, the kung fu master punches at his young student, missing him and hitting a water barrel instead, as the student stares at his rippling reflection. As they keenly watch on the couch, the one friend jokingly shakes his mug while his sick friend sneaks his hand over. As the water barrel explodes, he playfully slaps the mug.
Master, your death punch is extremely powerful.
Had I landed the punch, your fate would be sealed. 3 steps in any direction, and your heart would explode. And then you'd be dead.
They mimic the dialogue.
Come, young chap. Let's go eat.
Later, he packs some pizza in a plastic container.
Okay. There was 5. I took 3.
That's not okay.
No, one's a dwarf one, so it evens out.
Trivial Pursuit tomorrow night?
Yeah, Trivial Pursuit. I won the last 2 of them.
Good night, Andy.
See ya.
Andy steps out into the rainy night with his container, shuffling up the stairwell to his apartment above.
Good night, Michael.
Good night, Andy.
Later. In his darkened bedroom, Andy stirs in his sleep, overhearing Michael below. In the morning, Andy heads off with his briefcase. He waves blindly to the passing car.
Good morning.
Later, Michael works the desk at a photocopy shop.
Thank you.
Waiting as a man signs his receipt.
Oh, sir, it's my pen.
Now at an office, Andy searches a file shelf in his plain shirt and tie as a young woman strolls by in the hall.
Hi.
She stops.
Andy?
He nods.
Hmm.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, sure.
Did you have a good weekend?
My weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Later.
Yeah, she did it.
Who?
The new girl. She said, how are you?
Oh, God, small talk. How'd it go?
Playing squash.
Horrible. It's horrible.
No.
Spin!
Ah! Damn it.
At dusk, Michael now sits on his living room couch using his laptop. He reads a chat forum on a cancer research personal blog titled Living with a Terminal Illness. He glances down at his phone on the coffee table, seeing the name Dr. Laurie on the call display as he slowly leans over to answer it. Later, he listens as she speaks.
Uh-huh. And what are my options? I see.
Later, he and Andy watch the same kung fu movie on the couch, mimicking the fight moves.
Good night, Michael.
Good night, Andy.
At night, the TV goes off in Andy's apartment, while Michael still flickers through his window. In the early morning, Michael lies sleepless in bed, grabbing a pill bottle off the nightstand and taking one. In his apartment, Andy, now awake, sitting sadly at the edge of his bed. Later, he walks along the sidewalk in his work clothes, carrying his briefcase and an umbrella as he glances at his watch, then looks back at the empty street before sadly tramping onward. Back at his place, Michael looks at his laptop with the curtains drawn as he warms up a slice of pizza in the microwave. Later, they watch the same kung fu movie while working on a puzzle on the coffee table.
What have I done?
Michael sneaks a sad glance at Andy. Later, Michael lies in bed again, resting his hands on his chest as he stares blankly at the ceiling. In the day, they play squash again at the abandoned drive-in.
Wait, no? No. I got it.
Later, they take a break.
We're second half team.
Yeah.
I could give a great halftime speech if I was a coach. I really have the best speech I've ever heard.
What is halftime. It?
Well, I'm working on it.
His shirt.
I think it's fatty pork.
Hangman puzzle.
It's not fatty pork. I made the shirt.
I made it about two years ago. I think you still remember what it is?
It was a year and a half ago, and if it was fatty pork, there'd be two T's. There'd be another T right there.
Three blanks are filled in.
It's a satay fork. A little fork, a little appetizer fork.
It's not nothing in the kitchen. Get out of the kitchen. I'll give you that info, and that's it. That's a good one. That's a year and a half.
They hang out in the overgrown lot.
I like that. It bothers you.
Snacking from Ziploc bags.
Did you eat my cashews? I have no cashews left.
Michael pauses, about to eat a chip, as he stares off thoughtfully.
I just got walnut. I can tell you. Want me to tell you?
I saw the oncologist and... I saw a second oncologist. Long story, but they, you know, there's nothing they can do. So, it's that. The dying part is, yeah.
He shrugs as Andy listens somberly.
Hospital, the tubes and bloating and that, I don't want any part of that. So I'm thinking, before it gets bad, I wanna end it. They got a whole process, and you get less than 6 months. They give you these pills you can take, and you can do it at home. Sounds, you know, but I don't want to do it alone. And I was hoping you'd help me out.
He snacks some more, staring at the ground as Andy looks on speechlessly. Andy shrugs, shaking his head as he stammers.
You can't give up, right? You can't do that. Miracles happen, right? What about the guys who say, oh, you got 6 months to live, and next thing you know, he's climbing Mount Everest. Jim Abbott had one arm. Remember Jim Abbott on the Yankees? He had one arm. He pitched a no-hitter. He didn't give up. You don't give up, Michael.
Michael nods and shrugs.
They already gave me the prescription.
They can do that? They can just give you that medicine that kills you?
Yeah. I don't want you to look at me like this. But I was not gonna tell you because I didn't want it to change things, you know? I wanna make some pizzas. I wanna watch some movies. I wanna play some Paddleton, you know?
He stares at Andy, who slowly looks back up at him, giving a reluctant nod.
Yeah?
Okay.
Michael smiles, eating another chip.
Should we play the second half? Yeah, right, we gotta.
Andy nods, bowing his head.
It's your serve.
Later at his place, Andy leans against his bedroom wall. He anxiously taps his fingers, then scratches the back of his neck, lost in thought as he paces. Later, the same kung fu movie plays as Michael works on the puzzle, while Andy looks at the laptop in the kitchen.
These are all pretty far away.
What's that?
The places where your doctor said we could fulfill the prescription, the closest one is almost 6 hours.
6 hours?
Yeah, a lot of pharmacies won't fill it because of moral reasons.
All right, guess we're gonna do a little road trip.
What does that mean, road trip? I mean, you don't just do a road trip, right?
What do you mean? What does that mean? We'll drive there. We'll get the meds. We'll find a place. Have some.
Your
dinner,
stove burnt the pizza up.
He fans the smoke.
It's burnt.
Michael helps.
Fuck. Come on. It's ruined now. It's ruined.
Hold on.
Yeah, I'm not. We can't eat that. We gotta eat something else.
Oof. It's not that bad.
What are we gonna eat?
That's what.
Look at that piece of shit. Yeah, this is fucked. You gonna eat that still?
You're gonna be good.
Michael scrapes off the charred crust and toppings, then retrieves the pizza slicer, glancing back at Andy, who just watches. Andy reluctantly grabs a plate from the dish rack.
I'll try it.
All right.
Another day.
How about the air and the tires?
They get into his car.
Yeah, I'll put a bunch in. It's okay.
Well, not too much, though, right?
There's no such thing as too much air.
Oh, yeah, there is. Huh? How about the Hindenburg?
That was helium.
Yeah, but it was too much.
Later.
Yeah, hey, you know, I had some oatmeal, so I'm going to need a bathroom in 2 hours.
But you also had a second coffee, so maybe 90 minutes?
As Michael drives his sun-stained car down the highway, Andy peers up through the windshield. Then later, he wears his ski hat over his face.
I can still see.
What do you see, though?
I see everything. I see everything. Yeah, I do. There's a tree. There's a...
What's that?
A person or a chicken.
If you had to live like this...
You could adapt. That's the great thing about the human mind. This is how bees see.
They now drive among the rolling hills.
How many wishes would a genie have to give you where one of those wishes would be sand off?
What's sand off?
Whenever you said sand off, every grain of sand that was on your body fell off.
1,200, maybe?
No. 10. If they give me 10, I would do it.
You can only think of 9 wishes before you get to sand off?
How many do you need? Okay, well, your first one, all the cancer's gone. Then $1 billion, the flying, whatever.
Invisible,
and then sand off, yeah. Well, pajamas on. Pajamas, it's late at night, you're tired. Pajamas on.
They drive on.
Oh, you got enough gas?
I think there's a buffer. I think we're okay.
Not that big a buffer.
So what's the worst case scenario? We're running
out of
gas.
What's the worst case scenario? We weren't out of gas here, right?
Yeah.
Next thing you know, we're drinking our urine.
How do you get from running out of gas, the next step is drinking urine? You can hitchhike. We'll call somebody. We'll walk to the gas station. You go right to drinking urine.
It's like Twilight Zone out here.
How's that halftime speech coming, by the way?
It's good.
Oh, yeah?
I could sell it. I bet if I told it to a coach, he'd want to buy it from me. Hey, guys, gather around. That's how it starts. Yeah.
That's
the beginning.
That's what I get.
That's it.
They now drive past wide open fields.
What's that?
No, that's my sister.
She knows, right?
She knows about the cancer, but not about the other stuff. Kind of want to keep that to myself.
Oh. What about me?
No, that's different. That's, you know.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I get it. She does small talk, your sister?
Mm. Queen.
Yeah.
Ooh! Ostrich Farm. 3 miles.
Yeah.
We're doing that.
Yeah. You want to?
I've never seen an ostrich.
I've seen them.
Yeah,
I've never seen them on TV.
In person, though. It's a, you know.
Big, kind of nasty, though.
Huh?
They'll run right at you.
At the roadside attraction, they step from their parked car and enter, passing under the homemade Ostrich Land sign. Then later, they look out from the viewing fence.
Fastest land animal, actually.
They stare at the large grazing birds.
I don't think it is.
Yeah, yes it is. 40 miles an hour.
The cheetah goes 60 or 65.
Yeah, that's four legs.
One of the birds cranes its neck, looking back at them.
Per leg.
Michael shrugs and nods agreeably.
They're the fastest.
They both smile and nod contentedly, watching the birds roam and gallop in the field as the sun slowly sets behind the desert mountains in the distance. Later, as they stroll back, Michael tugs Andy's ski hat off, jokingly offering it to one of the birds on the other side of the fence. Now back in the car, they drive along the desert highway again.
Okay, I think we're getting close.
In the passenger seat, Andy nervously scratches his neck, then stares distantly out his side window as Michael peeks over at him. Later, they arrive in a small town surrounded by mountains.
It's like a tourist town or something.
A lot of windmills in this town.
They drive past a Dutch-style windmill on the main street, later strolling along the sidewalk.
You're walking really fast, Andy.
They enter a drugstore.
I'm not nervous. We talked to the guy, Phil, and we got a plan, right? Okay.
This sinus infection is so awful.
I know.
And I feel like I feel like this medication I've taken before, and it hasn't worked.
Right. Give it a try, okay? And have a good rest of the day.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye, Judith.
The pharmacist sees them.
Hi, guys. What can I do for you?
Hi there. We're here to see Phil.
Phil's not in today. I'm Dave. I'm standing in for Phil.
We spoke to Phil, right? You spoke to Phil.
Yeah, but...
He shrugs.
Okay, so we should come back.
But I can help you guys.
Yeah, but this is something...
Andy shrugs, rolling his eyes.
Yeah. This is kind of top secret.
I spoke to Phil. It's a special medication he was gonna...
Are you Michael Thompson?
I'm Michael, yeah.
You want to call Phil, maybe?
It's okay. I can handle it.
Yeah. I like that. We could come back for Phil. Let's come back for Phil.
Why are you so obsessed?
Did you see what if he puts something wrong in there? It could be dangerous.
One second. I'll get you guys dialed in here. All right. How you guys doing today? Okay.
Now at the pharmacy counter.
There are three medicines involved
in the
process.
We know all this part. This is what we did with Phil.
Yeah.
This is why
Phil told us.
Yeah, if Phil was here, he wouldn't say that to us because we already spoke to him about it.
I understand, but Phil told me that I had to read these instructions. It's protocol.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you. Okay, so you'll be taking two of these 1 hour before taking the drink. This one is for anxiety. This one is for nausea. It'll keep you from vomiting.
And this one ran all the way home. Little piggies.
Yeah.
Dave smiles appeasingly.
And in the event of vomiting, after ingesting the drink, the patient should have a family member contact their referring physician to determine the course of action. This big one.
They listen impatiently.
Is the medicine you'll be taking last. There are 100 pills in this bottle, which is the lethal dose.
Can you ring it up now?
Hold on. You're not paying for this.
Oh, no, yeah. I didn't tell you about this, but yeah, take that card. Take the card and ring it up, please.
I know what it is.
I have more money than you. I want to do it.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. Sir, your card was declined?
Michael laughs.
It's not declined. You got to put it through. You got to run it through.
Nice one.
Okay.
No, can you run it through again?
My mistake. I'll give it another shot.
You know, those things glitch a lot.
Sorry, declined.
Give me the card. Give me the card.
I'm going to call the bank up.
That's all. I'm just going to call up the bank.
Let me have your phone. Pay me back.
Give me your phone. Don't ring anything up because this will take 1 second. I'm going to call the number right there. The number right there. Just give me 1 second. Don't ring anything up.
You will have to empty the contents of all 100 pills into a glass and mix them with half a cup of water.
Andy Friedman.
The drink will be a little bitter, but you want to drink it all at once.
Well, it's me, though. What do you want me to tell you? I am out of town.
If the patient decides they don't, you don't want to end their life after ingesting the medication.
Okay.
they must contact emergency medical services to begin life-saving
measures. I'm not yelling.
Michael nods calmly.
I'll stop yelling, but I'm not yelling.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, send it then. They're going to send a code. I don't have a phone. Well,
that's why you're supposed to have a phone.
Well, I have email. Can I see my email on your email?
Phil has those login codes. I don't have them.
See, why don't we wait for Phil? Let's just wait for Phil to come back, and none of this happened.
It's going
to
be fine.
Hold on. I sent you my pet name about 5 years ago. You asked my pet name.
Is that it? Are we done?
Yes, yes. Yeah, I read it all.
I just pay for it.
Yeah, why? Okay. Where does it go? Where's my pet name go? No!
Dave nervously takes Michael's card. Later, they wait in a motel lobby.
What are you doing?
What do you mean? I'm taking a pain pill.
I don't know.
Have a great day. All right. Welcome in. Can I help you?
They approach the front desk.
Hi, we have a reservation for Friedman.
Okay.
I have it right here.
No, I got it.
Printed it out.
There you are. So you're all set. I just need a credit card for incidentals.
Okay, well, I'm going to give you a credit card, but you're going to, if you could wait till the end to do whatever you have to do with it, and call the bank, and it's all going to be fine.
You know, let me just... I'll get this one.
Okay, you get it. Put it on his card, but I'm paying for it. It's all going down.
He takes out a notepad.
Pay it all back.
It's fine.
Okay? It's $79 a night, yes?
It is.
Every penny. I'm keeping it.
He makes notes.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
So, guys, I got you two queens.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We have another room with a king.
We don't want two rooms.
I'm sorry, not two rooms. Would you prefer to have a king?
She smiles kindly as they frown back at her.
If you feel more comfortable, we're fine with that.
The queens are good.
Later, as flags wave outside the Dutch-style motel, Andy and Michael relax in their room, sitting in the side-by-side recliners. Andy stares at the pharmacy bag, which now rests on the empty bureau beside their room key. He glances over at Michael, then back at the bag, pointing at it.
Guess I'll take that then, right? The bag, I'll hold the bag. Keep it in my house just so we know where it is.
Michael frowns back at him, giving an easygoing shrug.
Yeah, I mean, I just assume, you know, just hold on to it.
Well, I got a safe place. I have that in my closet up behind the box. I have that Rod Carew rookie card. I got that little...
I don't think anybody's going to steal it.
Who knows? Sandy got broken into two times, and she's on the ground floor. They always go to the ground floor first, and I'm up on top. If the water main breaks over on Hillside and then it floods, I'm up top.
Michael frowns again, sneering thoughtfully to himself as Andy waits for his reply. Instead, Michael just leans back in his chair, trying to get comfortable. He now gets up, staring down at Andy disapprovingly. Andy looks away stubbornly, whistling to himself as Michael retrieves the pharmacy bag. Michael carries the bag to the nightstand and drops it on top, then slips off his coat and settles down onto the bed for a nap. In his chair, Andy now leans over to glance back at Michael, then settles back into his seat, stewing miserably. Later, Andy marches alone down the sidewalk at dusk. He marches past the storefronts, then enters the drugstore and paces the aisle, searching the shelves as Dave works behind the pharmacy desk in his lab coat. Later, Andy steps up to the desk, placing a pink child's lock safe on the counter. Dave looks up from his computer, kindly smiling and nodding at him.
Cash a charge?
Cash.
Andy nods and takes out his wallet, licking his fingers as he digs out some cash. Now back at the motel, Andy slouches in the recliner again, boredly watching TV. He turns to see Michael taking a pill as he sits up in the bed.
You awake now?
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
I slept for a long time, sorry.
Mm-hmm. It's all right.
Michael slouches back against the headboard, staring over at the TV with Andy.
What's this?
Tree of Wisdom.
Andy.
Michael notices the pink child safe on the bureau, pointing over at it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's, you know, we got nothing to worry about. Nothing can go wrong now.
All right, very funny.
That was my idea.
No, it's a good idea. It's very funny.
It's not funny. That's a good idea.
Where's the medication? Where is it?
It's in there. It's locked up. We don't got to worry about any of that stuff we were talking about.
What's the code?
What? The code to what?
Andy.
There's no code. There's a combination.
Okay. What's the combination?
Yeah. No hints.
Andy, I don't want to play a game right now. Can you just give me the code,
don't,
please?
Just don't worry about it. This is the end here.
Andy points at the TV, watching the artsy black and white nature footage as Michael looks on irritably.
Maybe we should try getting a drink.
Andy glances back over his shoulder at Michael. Later in the motel lounge, they drink at the bar during open mic.
The sign-up list is still open. Honestly, if you don't want to do anything, it's just going to be more me.
Everyone ignores her.
Okay.
We should drink more, right?
I think I'm going to start drinking.
Yeah, I mean, it's not good for you, but it is good.
So you feeling ready? Coach?
My speech?
Halftime speech. Yeah.
It's not ready yet. I don't want to jinx it. Stumbled on something that's really going to be something.
Hey, Andy. Is there a halftime speech?
You think I'm lying about it?
Yeah,
why would I lie about that?
Remember the time you told me you spoke Spanish and then, you know.
I over-exaggerated how much I knew, but that's because I was trying to impress you, but we weren't friends yet. All right, I gotta pee.
Andy downs his drink.
Definitely get another one.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, I'll be back.
He heads off, leaving Michael at the bar. Now in the bathroom, Andy rehearses at the mirror.
Get around, guys. Take a knee. Everybody just take a knee. Do me a favor, guys. Close your eyes. I want you to close your eyes. Everybody close their eyes. I want you to picture something. We're going to lose this game. We're going to lose this game, guys. Just listen to me. I'm not going to lie to you. The momentum has switched. That's a better team. No matter what I say here, that ain't going to turn it around. We're going to lose this game. But so what? I'm proud of you. I don't want to wait to the end when you're hurting to say that. You guys are, you don't need this game. You're going to have good lives. You're all good guys. You're going to be something in your life. Murphy, you're going to be in the Navy, right? You're going to be a hero one day. Cahill, you're a writer. You're going to live somewhere. You're going to live in Connecticut somewhere by the water. Yeah, you have a drinking problem maybe, but that makes you a better writer. It's all going to be okay. You're going to have great lives, and maybe you're going to have a little empty feeling in your gut.
He shrugs at his reflection, curling his lip.
And maybe when you lay at night, secretly, you're going to think, you know what, if I could go back. This is all good, but if I could ever go back, if I could go back in time, I would go to the day that we lost that big game, and I would play that second half over again. Well, guess what, guys? Open your eyes! You're back!
He leans close to the mirror as he screams, staring happily at his bulging, crazed eyes. He wipes his hands together, then pumps his fist confidently as he strolls back out into the lounge to find Dave now sitting at the bar with Michael.
Okay, now I got it.
Oh, there he is. Hey.
Hey. What's going on?
He was alone. Oh. And, you know, nobody likes to be alone. I invited him to...
Okay. All right. So now you're over here now?
Yeah, just have a little...
Get on my seat.
Oh,
okay. No. You stay. You sit. Andy, take my seat.
Later.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Oh, right. Yeah.
New friends.
Cheers, man.
All right.
Cheers.
New friends. So David was telling me he's a Kung Fu fan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking, so.
Okay, yeah. Of course. Yeah, you're that too? All right.
Yeah, I like Kung Fu. You like Kung Fu?
Everybody likes. Well, have you watched Death Punch?
Yeah, I've seen Death Punch.
And what do you think?
It's pretty good. Not bad.
Andy rolls his eyes at Michael.
Not a lot of fighting in it, you know, but yeah, it's good.
It's a Kung Fu movie. It's not about fighting.
Dave frowns.
It's learning about what's inside yourself. That's what Death Punch is. You didn't see that?
I saw it on YouTube. Maybe I missed some parts, so, you know.
And I'm back. The sign-up list is still open, and the next
How can you see it on YouTube? You can't
you.
See it on YouTube.
All right.
It's ridiculous.
All right, bro. You know,
I don't mean to be.
Michael wanders off unnoticed.
Can you find it on DVD?
You can find it on DVD. You can find it on a VHS. I recommend watching it on VHS.
VHS?
Yes,
really?
Because that's how
Hi,
it was
everybody.
Meant
My
to be
Michael.
Seen.
They look. On stage.
I want to do some.
The other patrons ignore him.
I want to honor a movie called Death Punch. It's my favorite movie in the world. Nobody watches it. We're always trying to get people to watch it, and they don't. It's hard to find. But it's very important to me. Death Punch.
He plays music from a laptop as he acts out the movie. The other patrons now watch with frowns.
The movie begins on Qian, a young Kung Fu student. In the mountains, his moves are graceful and powerful, but something's missing. He's not yet complete. He's attacked by the master Liu, and a great battle ensues, and Liu winds up for what will become known as the Death Punch.
He pauses amid his Tai Chi-like movements on stage, peering hesitantly at the audience.
And
Andy nods encouragingly.
He strikes, but what happens is he actually misses Qian, and he hits the barrel because...
The patrons start ignoring him again.
Sorry, I told it wrong. I shouldn't have...
Andy now fidgets.
They're the master and a student relationship, but you think they're enemies, and that's why it's funny when he hits the barrel, because you think that it's... I kind of messed it up, sorry. But back to the story, the water starts to jiggle, and Qian sees it, and he says, that's the fear of
He sees Dave frowning at the bar.
This is where you kind of have to see the movie. Sorry. Anyway, it's a cool shot because the barrel starts to shake, right? And it's rumbling, it's going crazy, and...
A barrel on stage suddenly starts to shake. Michael smiles fondly as Andy now pokes his head up from behind the barrel.
And suddenly, the barrel explodes with water.
Andy dumps a water glass.
Oh, he's soaked.
If I had landed that punch, your fate would have been sealed. Three steps in any direction, and your heart would explode. And then you'd be dead.
Qian, he's stubborn, and he learns the death punch anyway. By himself, alone, he learns it. On the hill, without a shirt on.
Yeah, that's that part where he trains. But then...
The ninjas come.
Go Wu Tai shows up with 15 ninjas.
Exactly 15.
Exactly 15 ninjas.
Yes, and put him in a chokehold.
Michael headlocks the MC.
Here you go. You avoid it.
He steers the MC away, taking Andy's slow motion punch in the chest.
Oh, it burns!
Oh, what have I done?
Did you see what happened?
Later, they stagger around the motel pool as Michael drinks from a bagged beer can. Andy swigs from his bottle, pointing at the motel.
I think we're this way, over here.
What time is it?
11, almost.
Michael stares down thoughtfully at the hot tub, scratching his neck.
It's closed.
Yeah, it's closed. Closes at 10.
Michael peels off his coat.
What?
Yeah?
He slips off his shoes.
Yeah?
Andy peels off his clothes, too.
I'll fucking do it.
Moments later, they ease in.
That's hot. I love it. I love it.
Woo! Woo!
Michael swigs his beer as they sit shirtless in the bubbling water.
Smells though, right? Can it smell a little?
Like meat.
What do you mean you smell meat?
You know, get that? We're in a pot. I mean, like soup.
Like people soup. Let's get some people in here. I'm going to go to the bar. I'm going to get the open mic girl. And I'm going to get David. Go get your friend David.
No. Mm. I got to get David. I almost killed that guy, and he said,
I'm sorry. I was just trying to...
Well, it's not your fault.
No, I was, you know.
What?
The desk clerk.
Oh, shit, she's the lady's here. Duck, 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 duck. Get underwater, get underwater.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Pool's closed. Close at 9.
All right.
Sorry, we're gonna get out.
Okay,
yeah, you drinking?
Okay.
Don't come over.
That's against the rules.
No, no, okay. We're... Oh, you don't want right. to... Okay,
no, I'm
no,
getting
no, no.
in.
No, no, no.
What?
It's three company.
She peels off her Dutch costume uniform, stripping down to her bra. Later, she relaxes across from them in the tub as they smile back awkwardly.
You guys are so adorable, you know that? I mean, like from the very first moment when you checked in, we could really feel that you were totally in love. It was really sweet.
Oh, no.
It's beautiful.
We're friends, right? We're neighbors.
We're not that way. We love those guys. And
everybody's beautiful.
We're neighbors.
We're just neighbors.
So, yeah.
But everything's okay.
And it's great.
With the rest of the world.
I'm sorry. It's like such a strong thing that we just assumed, but I'm sorry.
Who's that? We? Who's we?
Me and my husband.
Oh, so. We're not wearing clothes, so we...
Yeah. He got naked, so I got naked. That's the only reason I got in.
Where is he?
He's right here.
What do you mean?
What do you mean he's right here?
He's all around me.
Wait a minute. He's not, like, invisible, right? No, I don't
say
that.
He passed away a few years ago. Yeah. We ran this place together for a long time, and he's here. So, I'm here with him.
Andy nods meekly, staring down at the water as Michael frowns at her sympathetically.
I am so sorry. I just blurted out, like... sorry. Just really bad at small talk. I've never been good at it. I didn't mean to make you uncomfortable.
I hate it. I hate small talk. I work in an office, and that's all they do. Yeah.
So stupid, right?
I don't like it.
I keep trying to think of some kind of, like, better opening conversation line about how to really do it. And I was like, something like, you want to talk? You don't. It's okay.
Or like, I see you, and now I'm going to go over here. Right?
So cute.
I'm gonna hit the hay, you guys.
No, you can't go. We just got started.
Get some rest. You know, it's
okay. Later. All right. Well, we have to go.
No, you don't have to come. No. I'm just you can stay.
Nah, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go too.
Andy, I'm just gonna go to sleep in the room. You have to be quiet.
You go.
She points at Michael, smiling sweetly at Andy.
You stay.
Yeah, I'm gonna go. You're good.
I know, Michael.
Good.
Michael climbs out and hurries off as Andy watches. She slips beside him.
I don't have a key, though. I don't have a key.
It's okay. I get a lot of keys.
You got a lot of them in the... Yeah, but... Okay.
Andy nods, glancing at her uncomfortably.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She peers down at his lap.
That's cute. Yeah, you... I was
sorry.
Wrong.
I'm sorry for that. I'm sorry for that.
She smiles and turns to face him, taking off his glasses as she sets them aside. As he fidgets nervously, she smiles at him again, then brushes her finger over his wet chin, leaning in close for a kiss.
What about him?
He points to the sky.
We're over here and he's over there, right?
Yeah, well, he's always with me. But he's also gone.
Andy smiles bashfully, bowing his head as she leans close again and delicately brushes her lips over his forehead and eyebrows. Suddenly, Andy stops her, slowly pushing her away, then turns and pulls his ski hat over his eyes, burying his face in his hands.
No, that's okay. That's all right.
She leaves him be, sadly backing away as he deflects her consoling hand. Later in the motel room, Andy stands at the sink in a t-shirt and pajamas, holding his toothbrush as he unscrews the toothpaste cap. He suddenly stops and sadly slumps over, leaning on the counter as he stares at his reflection. Then puts his toothbrush and toothpaste back down and turns off the tap. He heads off into the room and sits on the edge of his bed, across from Michael, who sleeps soundly on his bed. He now fumbles with his glasses, dropping them on the nightstand as he pulls back the covers, then climbs into bed, reaching up for the switch to turn off the two nightstand lamps. Amid the darkness, Andy now settles into his bed. He reaches up again and turns the lamp back on, staring over at Michael. He slobbers on his pillow, still fast asleep.
Hey, Michael.
He doesn't move.
Mike.
Andy now quickly climbs back out of bed, leaning closer.
Hey, Michael. Michael. Hey, Michael.
Andy hesitates, looking around worriedly, then flicks Michael's face. He goes to touch his face.
Hey, Michael.
Why'd you wake me up?
Why are you screaming? You scared me.
I scared you?
You look like you were dead.
Sorry.
I couldn't see you breathing.
He now sits across from Michael again.
Hey.
Sorry.
How'd it go?
What? In the hot tub?
Andy nods and shrugs. Michael smiles, raising his brow curiously.
Yeah, come on.
Andy climbs back into bed.
Yeah, it's fun, though.
He reaches for the light switch, seeing Michael still staring at him.
Nothing? Good night. Oh, good night.
Three-way switch.
Good night.
In the morning, the sun rises over the mountains as Andy awakes.
Hey, Michael, I needed an aspirin or something. I was a little drunk. Hey!
He staggers out of bed and wanders through the motel room in his t-shirt and pajamas, looking around as he peers into the empty bathroom, then heads back over to the sliding glass door, peeling back the blinds and staring out the window as the bright light streams in. He now steps over and opens the door, poking his head out through the doorway as he looks all around.
Michael!
He steps back in and slams the door shut. He glances over at the bureau, suddenly noticing that the safe is gone. He looks around in a panic, pacing back towards the beds. Later, he runs along the sidewalk outside the motel lounge, having changed into his clothes. He quickly peers in through the windows, then stops and stares down the adjacent alley where a Dutch costumed waitress takes a cigarette break.
Michael!
The waitress looks up from her phone, glancing at him as he crosses the alley and jogs on down the main street sidewalk. He stops to catch his breath, looking around searchingly again. Later, Andy jogs back up the sidewalk to the motel, lumbering exhaustedly into the lobby where another woman works the desk.
Excuse me, miss. Did you see the guy that I'm...
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
Michael sits at a table, drinking coffee.
What are you over here?
The safe rests beside him.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the fire. I was waiting for you to get up. I thought we'd get some, pancakes.
Are you watching fire?
Yeah, you ever just watch a fire?
Yeah.
So nice.
Yeah, you should have woke me, though,
What? You okay?
All right, whatever.
What's wrong with you? You okay?
No, all right. I'm hungry, that's all.
Well,
what do you want to do?
Why are you sweating?
Yeah, I went outside. I thought you were down there. I went down the block, saw a bunch of people,
You want to do the pancakes?
Yeah.
All right, let me go to the room.
The pancakes. All right.
Andy grabs the safe, holding it casually under his arm.
Andy, what are you doing?
Wait, what are you doing? I'm just gonna wash up or something. What's the matter?
Michael grimaces despairingly.
What?
Michael points.
What about it?
You keep taking it.
Well, first of all, I'm taking it back. You took it this morning.
That's mine.
No, it isn't yours, because I bought it. All right? I bought it.
Well, you bought the safe, but the medication is mine.
No, I bought the medication too, right?
You did not buy the medication. You tried to buy it. I swiped the card.
I didn't say I'm paying for everything.
You said
you are. We have a witness.
You said it, but I'm the one who's... Whose bank account got charged?
Did I lie? I'm paying for it. It's mine.
Just give it to me and we don't...
What are you doing? I'm not going to hold it.
You're running away from me? Just give me the...
What are you, chasing me? You're chasing me.
I'm not chasing you. You're
Stop moving then. Stop moving around the table. Stop moving. All right, just stop it, all right?
I'm not... Stop it.
This is stupid.
Andy,
I got the bad knee.
You know I'm going to catch you if you want me to catch you.
All right, you better stop. I'm going to tell you right now, Andy. I won't stop.
They stop, standing across the table from each other.
I'm holding it.
Look at me. That's mine. I want it.
Okay. Maybe it is yours. I need to hold it. All right? I don't know why you're making a big deal out of it.
Michael glances away, scratching his arm.
Because I'm the dying guy?
He looks back at Andy, who just nods dismissively.
I'm the dying guy.
Okay, all right. You can't keep saying that.
But you keep taking that. I'm the dying
guy. All right, shut up with that.
Then give me the safe.
You're being a stupid idiot right now.
I'm the dying guy.
Give me the safe.
Shut up. I'm the dying guy.
I know you're the dying guy. Stop saying
it. I'm the dying guy.
I'm the other guy.
Andy turns, scurrying back out with the safe as Michael just watches, then lowers his eyes sadly while the clerk looks on uncomfortably from behind the front desk. Now staring out the windshield of a moving car as it travels along a stretch of desert highway towards the orange setting sky on the horizon. Slowly, the image pans over, showing Michael at the wheel as he drives in somber silence. The image now pans some more to reveal Andy slouching in the back seat, holding the safe securely in his lap as he sadly stares out his window. The image now pans back to Michael, whose expression is unchanged, staring blankly out the windshield as he holds the steering wheel with one hand and drives on, straight ahead towards the setting sun. Now back at home, Michael silently grabs his duffel bag from the front seat and tramps off towards his apartment, ignoring Andy, who retrieves his things from the back seat. Andy slowly follows, carrying the safe under his arm as he pulls his suitcase behind him. Michael now enters his darkened apartment. He promptly drops his bag on the ground, then slips off his coat, hanging it beside the door. Hearing the sound, Michael quickly turns back and looks out his open doorway, seeing the safe resting on the outside stairwell as Andy's sneakered feet proceed up the steps and out of sight. Michael hesitates, then makes his way back outside, standing at the bottom of the stairwell as he stares up at Andy, who now sits on the top step. Michael slowly stuffs his hands into his pockets, looking back and forth between the safe and Andy, who fidgets with his hands as he nervously rubs his knees. Michael looks up at Andy again, then back at the safe as he steps towards it, about to pick it up.
There's 32 dogs,
28 cats. How many didn't?
Michael stops, staring up at him with a frown. Then looks back at the safe, ponderously. As Michael talks to himself, Andy watches with a devious smile, scratching his arm excitedly.
32 dogs, 20 of them ate cats. It's 12.
That was easy.
I'm so smart.
1, 2, 3, 4.
That's not the code.
Yeah.
The code is 1, 2, 3, 4?
See? You're not that smart. Should have got it.
Ow, ow.
Michael winces painfully.
I can't be normal through all of this. I just can't.
Okay.
They nod agreeably. Later, Michael lies sickly on his couch, watching TV as Andy serves pizza.
All right. Your stove is still acting stupid. It might have burnt it a little on the bottom, but I think it's okay.
He sits beside Michael, watching the movie with him as he eats.
They're still fighting here? There's more fighting in this than I remember.
Michael doesn't move.
Friend Dave would love it.
Andy looks over at Michael as he chews.
It's gonna get cold.
I'll get it in a sec.
Oh. I can reheat it.
Later, they sit side by side, watching Death Punch.
Tiger style. Chet, when you woke this morning, did you think it would be for the last time?
They mimic the punching moves, smiling at each other. In the morning, Andy strolls off to work with his briefcase and umbrella, glancing at the empty street as he checks his watch.
Okay.
Later.
Can I open?
Biggest surprise of your life.
Ah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Andy.
The cupcake that I bought. Thank you. All right.
Wish.
Thank you, wish.
He blows out the lone candle.
You still got cancer that's killing you?
I think so.
It never works.
You should have gone with Sandoff.
He lies down on his couch.
You gonna have some?
I don't think so.
Doesn't smell like orange.
At the drive-in, a lost Paddleton ball hides in the weeds. Then back at his place, Michael kneels at the toilet as Andy sits squeamishly at his side. He sits back, wiping his face.
All right.
Yeah. Feels like there's a little more.
Really?
It's like just, I don't know. It doesn't all come, you know? Yeah. But it feels better, though. It feels better.
Yeah.
You don't have to sit in here if you don't want to.
Yeah, it sounded like you got all of it out, though.
At work, Andy files away more documents. Then back at Michael's, he watches TV, sitting on the floor as Michael sleeps on the couch, bundled in blankets. Andy picks up the DVD case on the coffee table, looking at it.
It is River Kickers. They're scamming.
He looks over at Michael worriedly, watching him sleep.
You were right. The one from the gas station, it's River Kickers. Michael. Hey, Michael.
What?
It's River Kickers.
He turns back to the TV, sadly flopping the case back onto the coffee table. On another evening, the sun sets outside the apartment. Inside, Michael sits on the couch wrapped in a blanket, watching Death Punch again as Andy plays a peg game beside him.
Master,
Which way to the ancient healer?
On the TV, young Qian carries his injured Master Liu up a hill on his back. As he watches, Michael frowns thoughtfully, then nods firmly to himself.
I think I'm ready.
Andy lifts his head from his game, looking over at Michael.
I want to go when I feel good. I don't want to go when it's hurt.
Oh, you're feeling good.
Yeah, but it's not going to stay that way, you know. And I'd like to do it when I feel... I think I'm ready.
Andy sadly turns away and stares off, then slowly leans forward, laying his game onto the coffee table. He eases back onto the couch again and rests his hands on his lap, staring up at the ceiling as he shakes his head.
I should have took off from work, you know? I should have took off from work a month ago. We could have done more stuff. I wish I'd done that.
Michael just stares at him with a smile, still bundled in his blanket.
You didn't hear my speech yet. I had time speech.
Let me guess. It's... Guys.
You're never going to guess it.
Guys, we're going to lose, but, right. You know, you go back, go forward in your life and imagine where you are and if you had a chance to come back. You're my best friend. I know you. I also heard you practicing it through the vent about 100 times.
That fucking vent. You seem real good right now, you know? You seem like... Maybe it is. I don't know. I know.
I'm ready.
I know.
Later, they sit cross-legged on the kitchen floor, Michael wearing the hangman's shirt, as they open the pill capsules and dump the powder into a glass.
Yeah. 100 of these suckers.
Yeah. See, I don't even know if you had to buy this particular pill, 100 of anything, really, would you know?
Yeah. These are really hard to...
Yeah. I wonder if they do that on purpose, you know?
Michael grabs another pill, pausing thoughtfully.
You think anybody's ever died while they were emptying these?
You spill it on the side there.
Sorry.
Well, you spilt it now. Now we got to go back now, right?
They keep emptying the pills one after another into the glass.
I was married once.
Are you kidding me?
Mm-mm.
You never told me that?
I never told anybody that.
Why didn't you tell me?
Michael shakes his head.
How long?
A year and a half.
Yeah?
I used to feel so bad about it. I thought I wanted that life. I really... And I left her. It was awful. And then I thought, I know I need to be alone. I'm convinced that's what I need to do. I need to be alone. I thought that for sure. And then I ended up here with you. And I knew, this is my spot. This is where I belong.
Andy nods, bowing his head as Michael looks over at him.
When you first came, and you were looking at this apartment when Barry was showing it to you?
Yeah.
I saw you? Yeah, I didn't want you to get it. I know, you look weird. Yeah, I mean, I didn't know you were going to be a cool guy and everything. I told Barry you look like one of those guys, you know, you see on the news, he's got a freezer full of hands and feet. I told Barry, I said, why don't you keep looking?
Andy shrugs.
Yeah.
It's all right. I see people look at me like that and, you know, I'm a Rite Aid or something.
Oh, people look at me like that all the time.
Yeah.
Michael looks down at his shirt.
Oh, God. We gotta deal with this.
Oh.
They stare at the hangman puzzle with its missing letters.
I mean, it's now or never, so.
I'll just tell you if you want. I don't think you're gonna like it, though.
Yeah. Oh, is it? Well, I hope you do like it. It's fatty pork.
No, it's not fatty pork.
It's fatty pork.
It's not fatty pork.
What is it?
It's nothing.
Wait.
Yeah, I did that.
There's no answer?
No, there's no answer, but I have a reason for that.
Why would you do that to me?
Because when we do puzzles, it's a lot of work and it's hard, but it's fun.
And there's a finish. There's something real.
I know, but you always look sad. When we finish, you always look a little sad. You don't see it, I see it. We're happy, we're done, we got it. And then you get a little sad. I thought, you know what? He'll never get it. He'll never get this shirt. This will be his favorite shirt.
They start emptying the pill capsules again.
Got any other confessions?
No. I thought you were a killer. I gave you a shirt with no answer. And that's it. I'm clean now.
Come on, it's the last one. We gotta...
Andy reluctantly opens the capsule, shaking the powder out into the glass.
All right. What's the next step?
Andy digs the instruction slip out of the prescription bag and reads it.
Fill the glass with 4 ounces of water. It's a lethal dose, and you dilute it. Mm. It's bitter, so you're gonna drink it all at once.
Michael hunches over in pain.
Okay. And then, in a few minutes, you fall asleep.
Yeah.
And then a few minutes later.
I remember that part.
Then there's,
He takes out 2 pill packets.
The yellow one is for anti-vomiting. Because you can't, that's the thing, if you vomit this up, then it's all for nothing. And this is for anti-anxiety. Because if you take it and then...
I don't want that, I want to be in my head.
All right.
I don't need that, but I'll
keep this.
He tucks the packet into his pocket.
All right.
Michael pops a pill out.
It takes an hour. After you take that pill...
You gotta wait an hour.
You gotta wait 1 hour for that to take effect. Yeah.
All right. Well, we should have taken
just
that.
To protect it. Well, let me go. Hold on.
Go ahead.
Tell me when you swallow it.
Michael nods.
Okay.
Now, so we just wait. We wait an hour.
You gotta wait an hour.
They go for a stroll. Michael draped in a blanket.
You should feel free to sell the car.
They walk past it.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't think you should be driving anyway. I do think you should keep my phone, though.
Nah, I don't want.
What do you mean, nah? Don't you think it's time you get a phone?
Yeah, I'll get one. I don't want yours, though. I want. You don't get email, right? You can't get email in there.
What's wrong with my phone?
Nothing wrong. I'll keep it, but I just want
you
a good one.
You don't even know how to do email on a phone. I don't know what you're doing.
Well, it comes with instructions, right?
Yes.
Yeah, don't do that.
What?
What are you doing?
I'm smelling a tree. I haven't smelled it before.
I mean, there's bugs.
What's it gonna do to me now?
I don't know. There's a lot of lava and stuff on there.
They stand at the edge of the apartment lot, staring out beyond the trees.
There's something I do want to talk to you about that I don't think you're gonna like.
What?
I don't believe... But if there's an after situation, and I could somehow contact you, you know, like the woman in the hotel, she hangs out with her husband, you know, and I don't know.
She's saying what she feels. You don't mean real. I mean, that's...
Andy shrugs.
That's look, just in the movies and stuff.
But
right?
On the 0.001 chance, would you want me to contact you?
This is a tough one for me.
I could send you a signal.
Yeah.
You know, push the water glass a little bit, or you know, leave you a note in the foggy mirror.
No. No, don't do that. No, do not do that. Nothing sudden, or you know, nothing at midnight.
Yeah. No moaning through the vent. No woo.
Although now.
But what?
You know what you did now. Now I'm just going to think anything weird. I'm going to think it's you. The wind, it's you. The light flickers, it's you. Let's just pick something right now so I know everything else.
That's what I was getting at.
Yeah.
The first.
Andy stops his watch timer, hesitantly looking over at Michael. Michael flares his eyes at Andy, who scratches his ear, both of them turning around as they slowly head back. Now at dusk, a courtyard light illuminates the apartment mailboxes as they return to Michael's place. Andy sadly follows Michael inside, closing the door behind them.
How winded.
Michael slumps onto the couch, still draped in his blanket. As Michael frowns thoughtfully to himself, Andy sits down beside him.
I just realized something. I never talked about where.
Yeah, no, we didn't. I guess you could just, there's no instructions.
No. Mm. So we could do it on the couch. I'm here.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense, right? That's our place,
spot.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
Michael suddenly cringes, leaning forward.
I don't want to do it on the couch.
All right. Okay.
He looks around, peering down behind the couch.
If I was on the floor, I'd be closer to the door. If, for when...
That's what you want. I took, you know...
I don't want to do it on the floor.
All right. Okay.
He peels his blanket off and gets up.
You all right?
Yeah.
You all right? You want me to...
He grabs Andy's arm and leads him down the hall into his bedroom, gesturing towards the bed.
I want to do it in here, on the bed.
Okay. All right.
Can you get the drink?
Yeah. Okay. All
right. As Michael nervously fidgets with his shirt sleeves, Andy turns and heads back down the hall, slowly making his way to the kitchen-slash-laundry room, where the powder-filled glass now rests atop the pizza paddle on the dryer. Andy hesitates, then grabs the glass, taking it over to the sink counter. He now grabs the measuring spoon and carefully fills it with water to the line, dumping it into the glass. He picks up a spoon from the dish rack and stirs the powder in with the water, fighting back tears. He discards the spoon and locates the paper towel roll, tearing off a piece to wipe his eyes, then tosses it away and readjusts his glasses, heading back. In the bedroom, Michael now sits on the edge of the bed, resting his elbows on his knees with his head hunched over, as Andy stares down at him from the doorway. Andy now slowly enters and sits down beside Michael, who slowly lifts his head, rubbing his hands together. Michael glances over at the glass in Andy's hand, looking at it, then looking away several times as he chuckles to himself. If you feel... Michael reaches over, gently taking the glass from Andy's hand. He now holds it in both hands, staring down at the cloudy mixture as Andy looks on. He puts it down on the floor. He suddenly grabs it again and gulps it all down. He looks at Andy, who nods supportively, anxiously scratching his head.
Wanna lay down?
Yeah.
I'm gonna lay down.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
They lay side by side on his bed.
Okay.
They stare up at the ceiling.
It's all right.
Michael turns his head to look at Andy.
I'm getting a little scared. Yeah, you know, you don't have to be scared. I think it's going to be okay. I think everything's going to be okay.
It's a little scary. Okay.
I don't think you're going to get scared. I think it's going to be okay.
That's why you're taking the pill.
I know. No, it's going to be all right.
Yeah, but right. You don't know.
No, I do. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay, Michael.
Okay.
It'll be okay, man. It's going to
okay.
Be okay.
Okay. Okay.
It's going to be all right.
Okay. Okay. I'm okay. I'm okay.
Andy leans over him, rubbing his head and chest.
Okay. Oh. You're doing good.
Yeah. I know. Because I know. I got a feeling. I got a feeling, man. I got a feeling about this.
Give me. Oh, I got it already. Okay. Give me. Hey.
He squeezes Andy's hand.
I want to tell you I love you. Okay.
Andy nods.
Okay. Okay.
Andy rubs Michael's head again.
Okay. Okay. I feel good. I feel okay.
You're going to be okay. You know?
Okay.
It's okay.
Hey. Hey, Andy.
Yeah.
I'm going to close my eyes now. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Andy bows his head. As Michael now lays motionless, Andy looks around unsurely, glancing down at their clasped hands, then back up at Michael as he slumps his head mournfully. He wipes his nose, then his forehead, and slowly pulls his hand free, feebly lying down beside Michael. He pauses thoughtfully for a moment, staring up at the ceiling, then restlessly lifts his head, glancing over at Michael again as he begins to sit up. He flops back down, lying stiffly for a moment, then finally sits up. In the hallway, Andy now leans back against the doorway between the living room and bedroom, staring in at Michael on the bed. then turns and stumbles towards the couch, using the wall to steady himself. Later, he sits sadly on the couch, aimlessly looking around as he tugs on his lip. Outside, the night sky slowly brightens. On another day, Andy now sits alone on his own couch, sadly flopping his TV remote onto the coffee table. Now on a sunny day, Andy stands outside Michael's open-door apartment, signing a clipboard invoice as a team of movers load the boxed belongings onto their truck. Back in his apartment, Michael now lies in bed under the covers, staring up at the ceiling as the morning light peeks through the window blinds. Now at the abandoned drive-in, Michael strolls across the overgrown lot towards the giant movie screen, carrying his squash racket and sports bag. Later, he plays Paddleton alone as he hits the ball against the weather-worn back wall, trying to bounce it into the steel garbage drum. Then strolls off to retrieve a misplayed shot as an airplane flies by overhead. Now back at his place, he works on a puzzle, piecing together a tropical beach scene on his coffee table as Death Punch plays on the TV.
Are you sure?
Andy looks up from the puzzle, watching as Master Liu steps weakly away from young Qian and collapses to the ground behind him, two silhouettes on a grassy hilltop. Andy stares intently at the screen as young Qian closes his eyes and takes a deep breath, refusing to look at his fallen master behind him. Qian now opens his eyes again and stares off into the distance, smiling bravely.
See you down the road, friend.
Andy lowers his eyes and bows his head, staring down thoughtfully. On a sunny evening, Andy now drives Michael's car in his work clothes, turning into the apartment driveway where a woman and boy unload their SUV. He stares out at them as he drives past, then turns into the gravel lot to park. Moments later, he strolls up with his briefcase, stopping to chat with them as they unload more boxes and bags from their trunk.
You in C?
Yeah, we're moving into C. Hmm.
Andy looks on awkwardly, watching as she unloads a large tote bin.
I'm going over there, so...
He abruptly takes it from her.
Thank you.
She quickly grabs another box as they follow him to the apartment.
So you are in what apartment?
I'm in F.
F?
Yeah, that's upstairs.
Oh, right above us.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Ryan, thank you so much.
All right, yeah.
He puts the box down outside, staring in through the open doorway.
Got the best apartment, actually.
Oh, you hear that? Best apartment.
You're lucky, actually, that you got this one.
Andy looks at the boy who just stands there, shyly staring at the ground as his mother busily moves the boxes inside.
Is that you?
Pointing at a box.
Evan?
You can answer it.
That's all right. He's up to tell. I'm Andy.
She smiles and waves.
Kirsten, hi.
Okay.
Andy nods, pointing at the box again.
So I guess you like games then, Evan, huh?
Yeah.
You ever play Paddleton?
Paddleton?
Yeah.
No?
No, because we made it up. Yeah.
How do you play?
Well, it's like paddleball, but you gotta imagine this whole wall here, right? You hit a ball against it. And you got to get it into a barrel that's over here. We put a barrel right there. And it doesn't sound like a lot of fun, but it is. It's good. It's fun. Yeah. I'll show you one day. All right.
Thank you so much. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, you too. I got a great football halftime speech, too, if you ever need it.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a good one.
He turns away, smiling to himself. Andy now marches up the stairwell to his apartment as Kirsten and Evan disappear into theirs. The screen now goes black as the credits roll. Unit production manager, Max A. Butler, First Assistant Director, T.K. Shom. Second Assistant Director, Sean Vauter. Cast in order of appearance, Christine Woods as Dr. Hagen, Mark Duplass as Michael, Ray Romano as Andy, Jen Koo Sung as Master Lee, Stephen O. Young as Chen, Bjorn Johnson as Master Liu Voice, Harry Dej as Copy Shop Customer, Sierra Fisk as Olive, Alana Carithers as Dr. Lori Voice, Jun Chang Liu as Ku Wu Tai, Hiro Minami as Ninja One, Sam Lee as Ninja Two, Alexander Billings as Judy, Kadeem Hardison as Dave, Dendry Taylor as Nancy, Ever Maynard as Lainey, Holly Griswold as Alley Worker, Lynn Ann Gartner as Hotel Front Desk, Carlos Salazar as Mover 1, Dylan Matlock as Mover 2, Jack McGraw as Evan, Marguerite Moreau as Kirsten, Matt Bush as Stewart, Art Director Carol Uranek, Second Unit Director of Photography Tad Sackville-West, Music Score composed and performed by Julian Wass, Music Supervisor Brienne Rose, Production Executive Carolyn Craddock, Copyright 2018, See You Down the Line, LLC.
Red Letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.